You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition. We're looking ahead to Thursday's races with myself, Sam Norris, joined by Craig Forsyth on this edition of the podcast. You can join us on Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. with Alex Dunn, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount in the studio to guide you through all of the action on Thursday. But first of all, we welcome Craig to the podcast today. He's going to take a look at a couple on Thursday for us. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Sam. All good.
Yeah. Just before we take a look at Thursday's races, want to mention this the weekend that we've got coming up as well, Craig. We're going to touch on a little bit of the action at Musselburgh as well. Always a good card there. But this introduction of the Dublin Racing Festival, the inaugural Dublin Racing Festival, is a real welcome addition to the programme book this time of year, because often we get to this time of year, we're already beginning to look ahead to the Spring Festival, so waiting for a real elite level meeting. But this is a great time of year to have it, and what a fabulous 2 days it promises to be across the Irish Sea.
Yeah, I mean, the card is just absolutely full of Grade 1 events.
Yes.
Sam, and it's a weekend I'm really looking forward to. You know, it's, as you said, it's something we don't really see too often at this time of year with the ground conditions and the smaller fields. But, yeah, you know, this is no trials weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is a fabulous weekend of racing in its own right with many, many good races. And I'm sure, you know, we'll see a lot of action or reaction in the markets after some of the main Cheltenham contenders run at the weekend. But yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've got some superb names down to take their chance across the weekend. And as you rightly point out, it's pretty much graded action all the way. Some fabulous names taking their chance this weekend. I've also got Musselburgh's card as well, which is coming up. And always a good card at Musselburgh as well. We're going to take a bit of a closer look at the Scottish County Hurdle. So Chauvelin's the 11-4 favourite for this, Tandem 9-2, and Warden Wee is 5-1, 6-1 for a test. Bramster Clermont is 6-1, Zubeya 7-1, 15-2 for Marvellous, Cracked a Loose 8-1, 10s and Bigger the Rest. Also got the Edinburgh National on the car, the Scottish champion chase as well. But this would be more your forte, this meeting at Musselburgh, than checking out the Irish action this weekend, Craig.
Yeah, I used to love it when it was just a Sunday, to be honest.
Right.
And they made this into 2 days as well, which, to be honest, you know, I did enjoy last year with the introduction of the Edinburgh National.
Yep.
was a good addition to the card. And yeah, really looking forward to the 2 days at Musselburgh. You know, this, you know, shouldn't be discarded as a mediocre trials meeting, because we have seen horses from Musselburgh go on to win at Cheltenham. So yeah, looking forward to that. And the Scottish County Hurdle is usually a really competitive 2 mile handicap.
Yeah, definitely so. That Edinburgh National as well, Craig, ran over a proper national trip. Some of these so-called nationals run over 3.5, over a proper 4 miles. That will take some getting at Musselburgh this weekend.
Yeah, it's a sharp circuit at Musselburgh, so they'll be having to go around a few times there.
Yeah.
But hopefully the conditions won't be too bad. At the moment, Sam, the ground is forecast to be good. There was some snow forecast for the area today. But, you know, once that moves on, I believe, round about tea time, this is Wednesday.
Mm.
I think Thursday, Friday into the weekend is pretty dry and clear and crisp and cold. So, you know, I don't think there'll be too much change to the good conditions. And where else can you go at this time of year and get good ground?
Exactly.
For some really good national hunt action.
Yeah, we mentioned that Scottish County Hurdle there. So Chauvelin, the 11-4 favourite. Did you have a view on the race at this stage, Craig?
Yeah, I think so Chauvelin's obviously the one you have to be with after his impressive performance here last time in a handicap off a mark of 125. You beat another horse who has been rejuvenated this year since switching yards in Silver Concord. The two came clear in a decent time. And so Chauvelin was well on top at the finish. You think a stronger run race as well would also play to his strengths. You know, he's still well ahead of his mark on 133, judged on, you know, how he on what he achieved on the flat this summer. And, you know, I think he's been well placed over hurdles this year for Jim Goldie. So I think he's going to take all the beating. There's obviously quite a few, you know, to mention. It's no walkover for sure, but Tandem's a dark one at Dermot Weld. He's a 9-year-old, but he hasn't had a lot of racing, and he's running off a mark of 130. And he, you know, he wasn't a bad flat horse, rated round about the 100. So he could be well treated, but all previous renewals of this race since I started the trials day have gone to either 5 or 6-year-olds bar 1 year.
Right.
And that was when Retrieve won it as an 8-year-old. So, you know, age may be against Tandem, you know, particularly coming up against improving younger, more unexposed types. I think Paul Nichols, you know, the dangers for me, there's a couple of Paul Nichols horses in here. One certainly on the up, Brahms de Clermont, who has won a couple of novice hurdles around Taunton. A mark of 135 looks fair on what he's achieved. You know, I think he would have to be seen as a danger. And the handicapper has given Zubair a real chance here. He's dropped him £5 for his last run at Sandown. Didn't show a great deal behind a hairbreadth on that occasion. But you start looking back through his form, you know, and he's an extremely well-handicapped horse. And he did run well on the flat at Lingfield since that below-par run at Sandown. So he would definitely have to enter calculations, Zubair. But I do think Sir Chauvelin is just going to be, you know, too well handicapped, and I think he's going to be difficult to beat.
11-4 for Sir Chauvelin in the Scottish County Hurdle. That's coming up this weekend at Musselburgh for Trials Day. He promises to be a good-looking weekend. Got the Grade 1 Scilly Isles Novices Chase over at Newbury, and of course a superb 2 days of racing in Ireland as well. We're going to take a look ahead to matters a bit closer at hand and move on to some of Thursday's racing. You can hear all the action live on Racing Radio on Thursday from 10 past 1 with Alex Dunn joined by Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount. We're racing on the fibre sand at Suddle, and there's jumps cards at Toaster and Wincanton in the afternoon. Evening racing on the all-weather from Kempton. We're going to take a look ahead to one from Wincanton and one from Kempton as well. Starting at Wincanton with the 3:35. This is the Dickland's Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles. A Class 3 event. The ground is heavy at Wincanton at time of recording. And there's runners here, Craig, a couple who failed to complete last time out. But the majority of them actually bring a good level of form into the race.
Yeah, it's hard to really rule any of them out, Sam. You know, I think the two to concentrate on are the bottom two in the handicap. But, you know, you wouldn't rule any of these out with a massive amount of confidence. The horse I do like in here is Cyril Delac of Nick Williams, a trainer that's, you know, having a great spell at the moment with these horses, really in form. This is a horse that's taken really well to fences. He did pull up on his first attempt at Kempton back in October, but since then he's won twice, winning at Bangor, and then he followed up off a £6 higher mark at Exeter. Last time at Exeter as well, Sam, his jumping was a joy to watch, and it was his jumping that won him the race in the end, because Triple Chief headed him up the straight for a short period, but the jump at the last took him back to the front, and he won with a bit to spare. I think moving back up in trip as well will definitely play to his strengths. And you know, he's in here off a lovely weight, 10.8, well, Lizzie Kelly's £3 claim, reducing that to 10.5. So, you know, he's going to take all the beating here. The one just above him in the weights, I think, is definitely the danger, La Boisello for Robert Walford. The further he went last time here over this course and distance at Wincanton, the better he jumped. He produced a big leap at the last to come away from Bill and Barn, and he crossed the line with more to offer if needed. So he's a horse on the up. He has gone up £8, and he is in a slightly better race. But, you know, he's another one that should give his running.
Okay. Cyril Delac, the selection then, chasing a hat-trick in that one.
Yeah, I think one that could well be a little bit short in the market here. Well, I'm hoping that we'll make the value is Cave Adventure. He won last time, but he was helped by the departure of Antarctica Detai, who fell late in that contest. And his jumping wasn't great throughout, Sam. So, you know, I'd be a little bit concerned. He's gone up another £6, and he will need to jump better. I'm just hoping he makes the market here, and Cyril Delac could be a little bit of value.
Yeah, Cave Adventure, the favourite on the forecast that I'm looking at, and that could get us a better price about Cyril Delac for trainer Nick Williams, who of course landed the Cleve Hurdle at the weekend with Agrippar. That's Craig's fancy in the 3:35. We go on to some of the all-weather action at Kempton now. A 7-furlong handicap for the 8 o'clock, where a field of 7 runners are lined up to contest this. And looks a tricky enough heat to my eye, Craig.
Yeah, there's a horse in here, Sam, that went into my notebook on the 2nd of November. And I haven't bet the horse at all since.
Okay.
I've just been waiting.
How many times
has it
been out since?
He's ran four times.
Okay.
Subsequently, since the eye-catching run.
So the powder's very dry then.
And I've just sat, waited, hoping to try and catch him in the right race. And I do think on Thursday evening, he's been found a golden opportunity.
Okay.
The horse is Mr. Bossy Boots.
Right.
He's also got a first-time visor on as well. Going back to that November race, he got absolutely slaughtered in the run on the inside of the track. And, you know, he was really up against it. And he only beat one home in the end, but he was eased down by Richard Kingscote a long way from home after his chance had gone. He had a below par run at Chelmsford following that, and then again he met trouble in running behind Chiron and only ended up getting beat just over three lengths in that contest. And then going back to his latest run over a mile at Lingfield, he got caught wide all the way throughout, and he ran on in eye-taking fashion in the closing stages. That was a strongly run handicap. He's been dropped another pound. He's on a mark of 84 now, bearing in mind he was running off 90 when he caught the eye at Lingfield back at the beginning of November. I'm hoping here, Sam, that there's going to be enough pace. Time to Reason, I'm hoping, will go forward from stall one. And the other one most likely to set a pace is Bobby Wheeler, who's drawn in stall four. So providing they go a good gallop, because he likes coming off decent fractions, there's Mr. Bossy Boots. He's a previous course and distance winner, and I would make him the best bet on Thursday.
Okay, now strong vote then for Mr. Bossy Boots in that 8 o'clock race at Kempton. Just remind us then, please, Craig, your two picks for Thursday's racing, then one in the afternoon and one in the evening.
Yeah, Cyril Dulac in the 3:35 at Wincanton. Hopefully his jumping is as good as it was at Exeter last time. And the nap of the day is in the 8 o'clock at Kempton. Visored for the first time, Mr. Bossy Boots.
There we are then, a couple of horses to follow from Craig for the racing on Thursday. Alex Dunn, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount in the studio from 1:10 p.m. on Thursday for the meetings at Subtle Toaster and Wincanton in the afternoon, Kempton Park in the evening. Thank you very much for that, Craig, and best of luck.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.